Welcome to a brand new world. A world where the Earth doesn't spin. Where every night is 6 months long.
While here in Miami, we're being blanketed by snow again today.
And every day is 6 months too. And the planet is scorched by a relentless sun.
Today's solar radiation index is extremely high.
It's a world where cities have been swallowed by the sea, and others have been all but deserted, the air too thin to breathe. It's a world where we face a desperate future, struggling to survive in an alien landscape. This is the story of what could happen if the planet suddenly stopped spinning. And how on Earth changing one thing changes everything. It's a fundamental fact. Planets spin. Our solar system was born 4.5 billion years ago from a spinning cloud of gas and dust. As they formed, the planets borrowed some of that early spin, and they've kept most of it to this day. At our equator, the Earth is turning at more than 1,600 kilometers an hour. The Earth is gradually slowing down, about 2 seconds every 100,000 years. But today, that slowdown is going to speed up. It will take 5 years, and by the end, the Earth will have stopped spinning completely. What would happen to our oceans? Our continents? The air we breathe? What would happen to us? The 82nd floor of the Empire State Building. An army of 3,400 men is working frantically to finish the tallest building in the world. Some of them may die today, but the work must go on. Eighty years later, another army is hard at work on a new skyscraper. Above the footprints of the fallen Twin Towers, One World Trade Center is rising fast. Two buildings with two amazing stories, destined to dominate the skyline of New York and define America. It's arguably the most famous cityscape on Earth. New York boasts more skyscrapers than any other city in America. In these canyons of glass, steel, and concrete, one building defines the Manhattan skyline. The Empire State Building. Now, Tower 1 of the new World Trade Center is rising above Manhattan. It's one of the most controversial and complex projects in the history of New York.
The world is watching. The city's watching. Every elected official asks me every day, where are you?
One World Trade Center will reach a height of 1,776 feet, 300 feet taller than the Empire State Building.
It's a monumental responsibility that we take very seriously to be tasked with building the tallest building in America. And not just the tallest building, but the tallest building in America that carries with it an incredible amount of symbolism.
These two buildings are 3 miles and 80 years apart. Although the structures couldn't be more different, their stories intersect in amazing ways, beginning with the legacy of the men who built them. State building is an achievement that can never be equaled. The lasting triumph of a nation at the center of New York's world-famous skyline. Soon, Tower One will be part of that cityscape, America's tallest skyscraper. August the 6th, 1945. The first mission of its kind.
The last person to have his hands on that weapon was me.
A devastating new weapon is unleashed on the city of Hiroshima. Within weeks, the U.S. government had mobilized teams of scientists and soldiers to assess the damage. This is the story of that day and its aftermath, as told by the men who analyzed the effects of the explosion and the survivors who experienced them firsthand.
All of a sudden, bam, flash in the sky.
These are the people who were there, in the city of death. Military analysts who witnessed the enormous scale and chilling effects of atomic weapons closed their report with a grim observation.
There is no more forceful argument for peace than the sight of the devastation of Hiroshima.
These weapons, they are so indiscriminate, they are so murderous, you have to ultimately conclude that these are weapons of mass genocide. There's just no way out.
Today, it's difficult to see evidence of the once devastated Hiroshima. The museums and monuments of Peace Park are a reminder of what happened on August the 6th, 1945. Inside this mound are the remains of thousands, bodies not recognizable, and never claimed. But the most powerful reminders come from those who survived, the only ones who can tell us what it's like to live through an atomic attack.